when he isn't busy feeling sorry for himself. I figure the limper and toad-killer dog did the killing. But there was something else there after them. Somebody went through like a mother picking a baby's nits. There ain't nothing left there that's even remotely valuable. Raven thought about that. Nothing at all. Picked as clean as the bones. That might be an angle to follow up an ore. Though they would have taken only what they could carry, and that would be the kind of thing that isn't going to make a splash. Unless they did something gaudy. Which if they had, they would be in the hands of the Imperials already. Bowman's joined us. He puttered around making tea while Raven told us he'd found two campsites, probably used by the guys we were after, but nothing that would help us. If there ever was anything here, the Imperials got to it first. And if they had, Bowman said, they would have the spike by now. We'd gotten reports from ore through the stones. The news was not encouraging. It looked like a couple of Imperial bigwigs were out to grab the spike and go into the Empire business for themselves. You learn anything? Raven asked. Bowman said, not much. There were four of them. Probably. They got away with what they did because most of the time the sapling was preoccupied with Toadkiller Dog and did not perceive them as a threat. It thought they were throwing sticks at it as a gesture of defiance. Sticks? I asked. They threw sticks at the tree until it was almost buried. Then they set the pile on fire. Raven muttered. You don't have to be brilliant to be a god. I said, we got them now. What? That Bowman's never did figure out you could be joking. All we gotta do is look for four guys with splinters in their fingers. Bowman scowled, Raven chuckled. He asked, do we know anything about these men at all? Bowman's grumbled. We don't even know they were men. Great. Raven said, since we can't get anywhere with who, why not work on when? Can we pin down any dates, even approximately, then work back from them to whose movements fit? That sounded pretty feeble to me, and I said so. Even if Orr hadn't been attacked and half the people killed and the other half kept crazy ever since, forget I brought it up. Well, wizard, is it worth us hanging around here? Or should we go down to Orr and try to smoke them out? Tentatively, pending reports from our allies from the plane, I'd say we're wasting our time here. The weirder side of the outfit didn't come up with anything either. At sundown, we clambered back aboard our smelly airborne steed, planning on having breakfast in Orr. I was looking forward to my first decent meal in months. Chapter 43. Smeds was amazed. That bastard fish sure could stir some shit. There was a rumor got started that this silversmith down on Cedar Row, where all the silversmiths and goldsmiths and